Ducey and Daryl Razor Ray. All right, I have an interesting sports story for you. Back, it's now been 40 years ago. 1972 was 40 years ago. That doesn't sound right, does it? That was 40 years ago. My brother tried to qualify for the Olympics. He's at the U.S. Olympic swim trials in the event, the 50 freestyle. Now, 40 years later, his son, a week from Saturday in Omaha, Nebraska, will try to qualify for the Olympics in the same event.
Wow.
That's kind of cool, huh?
That really is.
Now, he's there as a hopeful. He's not necessarily the ones they're looking for great things in London out of, but it's like you guys did a story on Fox 4, some kids here from one club. There's six kids from one club
South
that are
Lake,
up there.
I can't remember the name of the club right off the top of my head. Natadors, maybe, mm-hmm. out of South Lake. I think a half dozen of those kids are going, and several of them are still in high school. So I guess you're realistically
cool.
going for the experience,
yeah.
and maybe you get to another one 4 years down the road and have a better chance of actually qualifying.
Yeah, because he'll be going up against guys who've been there before and all that, but kind of a cool swimming story from 40 years past, from father to son.
So your brother, 40 years ago, tries mm-hmm. it and was approximately how old at the time?
I think he was 19 then.
Wow.
So he swam.
Did you guys live here at the time?
We lived in Chicago at the time. He lived here because he's going to UTA.
Back when UTA had a swim program
coached by the great Doug Russell, who beat Mark Spitz in 1968.
Wow.
Another swim.
That's an amazing story.
All right, don't defeat me on that. All right, go ahead and open the door. Apparently, we have somebody who wants to talk with us.
What's up?
Hi, George.
Oh, I should have guessed talking swimming.
It's Marge, your old swim coach.
Not my swim coach, but I do know who you are because you've walked into our studio now. It feels like 50 times here in the last 6 months. But
I heard you mentioning on the air about having a nephew
mm-hmm.
who wants to win all the Olympics.
No, he's going to the U.S. Olympic swim trial.
Yes, and I think I can help him, because if he's anything like you, who is so talented, he can win the Olympics with my help.
All right, I was a marginal youth swimmer.
You were so handsome in your Speedo, George.
I didn't swim since I was like 12 or 13,
can
so be
I
careful
speak
there.
To Mike Ducey for a moment?
Sure, Marge, I believe we met last time I was
yes.
up here. You just happened to be on the air then
You're
as well.
You're such a handsome young man.
Well, thank you.
I watch you Being all young. The time on with John and Gloria.
Thanks. I get a little confused there, but that's all right.
Sorry about that.
Let me tell you, Ducey, this George was so good at swimming, and he looked so good in his little swimming trunks. He looked like he was smuggling a ferret in there.
As a young boy, you probably shouldn't talk like that, Mark.
You were in high school, and you were fully developed into... You got your man parts.
Well, still, that's an improper way to talk to a high school kid or think about a high school kid, I would imagine.
Anyway, could you pass along your nephew's phone number?
No.
I would say give me his email address, but I only have limited access to email.
Okay. Well, what do you want to come
it's
in here and tell us?
When the downtown library lets us in that I can check my email.
Great. So what's up now? What do you want to tell us?
I know you're probably looking at me, George, and wondering why the neck stabilizing cage. Well,
no, not really.
I wish it was a funny story, but the truth
That'd
is
be a first for you.
Not so funny. You know that bridge they built over the Trinity?
Yeah.
The big white one?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that it's 140 feet above the ground?
No.
I didn't know that either until I was told by the responding paramedics.
Wow, that's quite a leap.
I was trying to get my motorized chair across the bridge for a doctor's appointment at Methodist.
Yeah.
And I had the joystick buried at full throttle, but those cars were moving so fast.
All right.
They were zooming by, and it frightened me, George.
Uh-huh.
I had my flasher taped to the back of the chair to warn the motorist that I was taking up an entire lane.
Did you have the orange flag sticking up, too?
But apparently scotch tape doesn't hold up too well in this heat.
Yeah.
Anyway, I made it halfway across. Before it happened.
Before what happened?
A crew of Mexicans in a landscaper truck sent me flying spread eagle through the air.
Well, that's terrible, Marge, and you went over the bridge, huh?
Yes, I went over the bridge, but luckily I was unharmed.
Unharmed? Yes. You have a neck halo on.
Oh, that's from way back.
All right.
That's just because I can't get enough money to have it removed. It's screwed directly
like
into
neck removed.
It's screwed directly into my spine. And wow. I know what Deucey's thinking.
What's that, Marge?
Why all the pit bull marks disguising my facial features?
Yeah.
That's a story for another time. But bottom line, yep. Don't fall asleep with lunch meat on your face.
Okay.
Anyway, please pass along my number to him.
Okay.
Because I'd really like to get another Dunham in the Olympics.
There's never been a Dunham in the Olympics.
You were so good in the Olympics.
I was never.
And so talented.
I was never there.
So
all right.
Talented.
Thank you. Marge, we'll see you.
Oh, my God.
Is Marge the swim coach?
Marge becomes overwhelmed.
Do you have a fitted sheet I can wipe myself in?
Oh, God, that's enough. There she goes.
She's a survivor.
8:48 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket from Marge.